Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling's here. She's back. Ladies and gentlemen, Suzanne is becoming a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top sales management experts in the galaxy. She's the author of the award-winning book, The Accidental Sales Manager. She writes for a number of publications, and she's here to talk to us about some really important things. Suzanne Paling, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. So I love talking about sales. I love talking about sales management. I are one, have been for a long time. And I just always remind people in my very smug and arrogant way, Suzanne, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. All the rest of you people in the organization can imagine how great you are, but you can't do any of your greatness until we put some rocks in the box, right?
It's absolutely true. You have to get something sold to get things going.
That's right. It's the starter. So, all right, let's talk about sales management, because this is an area that small business owners dearly need help with, because we're just not that as good as we need to be, and it's not always our fault. There's a lot of evolutionary and organizational and educational reasons why we're so accidental about sales management. What's a good way to start out and get started doing well with sales management?
One of the simplest, most cost-effective things you can do is hold a weekly staff meeting. Or if you have a very small sales staff, I think every other week is fine. And people, you know, a lot of business owners talk to me about slashed budgets or eroding margins. And this is one of the most cost-effective initiatives you can do for your sales staff, because it costs little and it has a big effect on people. People tell me they don't hold staff meetings because it's one more thing for them to do, and they really dislike holding reps accountable publicly.
I don't know what it is about small businesses, but yeah, they don't like meetings.
They don't like meetings.
When I started my consulting company, and that was the hardest thing that I came out of corporate background. And I knew how effective meetings could be as long as you say they're managed properly. You don't wear people out. You get in and you get out, which is what you're going to help us with. But I mean, I got a lot of resistance back then, but then when I finally showed them. Especially if you just turn the meeting over to the people, let them manage themselves almost, how much fun it can be, how productive it can be.
Oh, yeah. And salespeople need it. They're out on the road or they're on the phone. They face a lot of rejection. They need to come in out of the rain, so to speak.
And recharge.
Recharge, sit in a very motivating meeting, learn some new things. So what small business owners tell me is that it's just one more thing for them to do, and they hate holding reps accountable publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say to them is, you should be hosting the meeting. The reps should do most of the work. And accountability should never take place in a group setting. That's for one-on-one meetings. Don't hold anyone accountable in a meeting.
My memories of being managed and sales management back in decades ago,
mm-hmm,
was that whenever I got chewed out, it was all just me and my manager.
That's absolutely correct, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. The group meetings was all about, maybe if the whole team dropped the ball, you know, we weren't, none of us were doing very good. Maybe the manager would wrap it all up and scuff us up a little bit, but nothing individual.
Nothing individual. I always tell my clients, it's fine to talk about group statistics. It's fine to talk about group performance.
Right.
But never individual performance.
Mm-hmm.
And people get the message if you use the group, you know, as you're talking.
Well, and it's important to be optimistic and motivational, right? I mean, in these meetings when you've got the team together.
Absolutely. The meeting should start off with people going around the room and sharing success stories. And one of the things that I get from my clients, the pushback I get on that is, well, what if they don't, you know, close a big deal every week? I said, no. Just a success story. A success story may be that they finally got a decision maker on the phone after
an appointment.
That could be a huge success.
It's all building blocks, isn't it?
Yeah. I said, so let them decide what success means to them and go around the room and share it. And the next thing you want to do, the bulk of the meeting should be made up of sales skills training and development. And again, I get a lot of pushback on that. I don't have the money to hire an expensive trainer. I can't do that.
I don't know how.
There are so many things you can do to forward the sales skills. One of the things you can do is use your in-house expertise. Who has the best introduction? Who makes the best presentation? Who is the strongest closer?
Everybody has their skill.
Yeah, they're the best at.
Let them share those things, right?
Right. Let those reps present to the group. And salespeople are not great about putting themselves forward and agreeing to do something. Often they don't even know they are the best at something.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk to them and you tell them, then they're willing to go before the group. Identify an area where the group is challenged and select a book that talks to that topic and read it together. One chapter at a time, and the reps lead the discussion, not the manager.
Well, and hopefully the manager has gone on some kind of a call with somebody since the last meeting, and they did something right, and they can report that back. You know, I went on a call with Susan, and we were calling on ABC, and let me tell you what a great job she did. She went blah, 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 and you go right through the thing, and you build them up, and it's also a teaching moment, right?
Absolutely. Working with the reps has kind of fallen out of favor with a lot of managers because they are now so CRM centered and they're so buried in data. They need to get out more, accompany the reps on calls.
Data doesn't write you a check.
It doesn't.
People write you checks.
Get out on those calls, yes, and see what, you know, and be pleasantly surprised at what your reps can do.
I'll tell you this. You know, when we didn't have all the technology, we got the sales.
Yes.
And we, you know what else? We had fun doing it. And we built relationships doing it. And as long as customers continue to be analog, Suzanne, it'll always be the best way to get sales.
It's true. I agree with you completely.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We got more to come. Suzanne Paling's got a lot more to teach us. I need your website, Suzanne.
www.salesmanagementservices.com.
Check it out, folks, and we'll be right back with Suzanne Paling. By the way, her book is called The Accidental Sales Manager. It's an award-winning book.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.